The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
For WBFO News, I'm Tom Berich. Buffalo police announced the arrest of Corey Anthony for crimes in 25 incidents, for which he's being charged with 2 robberies, 16 burglaries, and 24 larcenies, including 7 felony grand larceny counts. Anthony has been targeting convenience stores, department stores, and grocery stores, mostly in North Buffalo, with incidents dating back to November of 2022, according to a news release from the Buffalo Police Department. Anthony, who's 34 years old, was investigated by Northwest District detectives who were able to link the incidents all to one suspect, and he has been arrested 123 times since 2006. A Jamestown woman has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for her role in a drug trafficking operation, U.S. Attorney Trini Ross announced. Tracy Wynn was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Richard J. Arcaro following her conviction on a charge of conspiring with intent to distribute and distributing 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Prosecutors said Wynn sold methamphetamine supplied by Jamestown drug dealer Douglas Beardsley between September 2018 and January and sold the drug to an undercover agent on 4 occasions. Prosecutors said Wynn was also found with a bag of marijuana and plastic bags of methamphetamine when she was searched in October of 2019, after she was stopped by Jamestown police for a traffic violation. Judge Arcaro sentenced Beardsley to 14 years and 8 months in prison on drug and gun charges in June of 2023. And a Genesee County man has previously convicted for possessing illegal photos of children has pleaded guilty to that charge again, U.S. Attorney Trini Ross announced. Jordan E. Brody of Leroy entered his plea before U.S. District Judge Charles J. Sarasuga. He faces a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison when he returns for sentencing on October 21st. A house under repair in the town of Porter was declared a total loss after a fire late Monday morning, the Niagara County Sheriff's Office reported. Firefighters from the Youngstown and Ransomville Volunteer Fire Companies responded to the blaze on the 2900 block of Orchard Drive off of Lake Road after a 911 call reported the fire at about 11:45 a.m. According to the report, the house was vacant at the time and there were no injuries. The Niagara County Fire Investigation Unit is looking into the cause. A 3-year-old boy is dead, and a 7-year-old girl was grazed by gunfire after a shooting at a family gathering on Domitian Avenue late last week. The 3-year-old boy, Ramon Carter, was declared deceased at ECMC. His 7-year-old sister was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital for her injuries. City officials said at a press conference over the weekend that the gunfire was unrelated to the family gathering. Buffalo Chief Joseph Grimalia said that police investigators detained, interviewed, and released 2 persons of interest. Detectives recovered a gun and shell casings at the scene and are canvassing the neighborhood for video of the incident. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said he was heartbroken and called on federal and state lawmakers to do more about gun violence.
There are too many illegal weapons on the streets, not just of Buffalo, but communities all across this country. So we will continue to call for sensible gun control. And the hope is that at some point, when we lose a precious, innocent life like this, the light bulb will go off in somebody's head who has the power to do more.
City officials say they've received, quote, a lot of information related to the shooting, but they're asking more witnesses to come forward. Crime Stoppers is offering a $7,500 reward for information leading to the arrest of indictment of the gunman who killed Ramon. And a young woman has been arraigned on 6 felony charges in connection with the shooting Saturday afternoon in Buffalo, Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael J. Keene announced. Cecilia Medina, listed as having no permanent address, is charged with 2 counts of first-degree attempted assault and single counts of second-degree attempted murder, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, first-degree reckless endangerment, and third-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Buffalo City Court Judge Philip Dabney Jr. ordered her held without bail, and she is scheduled to return on Friday for a felony hearing.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Republicans in the Erie County Legislature are calling on the head of Erie County's assigned counsel program to resign for allegedly misusing her position to help local Democrats. The program's executive director says she did nothing wrong. WBFO's Grant Ashley has more.
The county legislature's Republican caucus is accusing assigned counsel program executive director Michelle Parker of pressuring the attorneys that work for the program into making four-figure donations to the Erie County Democratic Committee. They've called on Parker to resign and are asking the chief judge of the state's highest court to investigate.
Her suggestion to assign counsel programs participants that they should be politically involved and attend these high-dollar events based on their association with the program further undermines what should be a nonpartisan stance from the program.
That's Lindsay Larigo. She's a Republican member of the county legislature.
These actions are a direct and clear violation of the rules and guidelines set by the Indigent Legal Services Board, compromising the integrity not only of the chief defender, Michelle Parker, but the entire assigned counsel program.
The calls for resignation stem from an email Parker sent last month to a list of the attorneys who work for the assigned counsel program. In that email, Parker suggests that the attorneys form a nonpartisan political action committee, or PAC, to stop a proposal from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz that would create an in-house county-run public defender's office. She also suggests that program participants turn out to a fundraiser for the Erie County Democratic Committee in downtown Buffalo being held this week. The cost of attendance is $2,000. A follow-up email sent by Parker this past Sunday reads, quote, "If you cannot make it to the luncheon on Friday, June 28th, would you consider drafting a check for a dollar amount that works for you, payable to the Erie County Democratic Committee, and mailing it to me? I will bring whatever donations come in with me to the event. Old-fashioned bundling." Larigo says that Republican legislators heard from several lawyers in the program who said they felt coerced by that email.
"We have been contacted because they're uncomfortable. They're concerned that their livelihood's at threat. They're concerned that they won't get the cases if they don't make these sorts of large donations. It is something that's concerning. We shouldn't be politicizing our justice system, and this is exactly that."
But Parker says that Republican legislators' accusations are overblown. She says she didn't send the email on company time, use her work email, use any of the program's money, or coerce any program participants. She just wanted to organize public defense attorneys around preserving the county's independent public defense system.
"You know, the proposal is to create a committee, a political action committee, that would be nonpartisan. I mean, that word is in there. By no means have I this isn't like independent public defense for Democrats. You know, it's a nonpartisan effort."
Parker says donating to Democrats was strategic, not ideological. Republicans have already expressed opposition to Poloncarz's proposal, so public defenders just needed to win over Democrats.
"And that's the reality. You know, the Democrats hold the majority. So if you're going to be seen and heard on this, you got to be seen and heard by the majority."
Parker is herself a prolific political donor. According to records from the New York State Board of Elections, Parker has donated over $37,000 in the last 10 years, mostly to Democratic committees and candidates for office. Those donations include $2,100 for Erie County Democratic Party Chairman Jeremy Zellner, more than $16,000 to the County Democratic Party itself, and just under $7,000 to Poloncarz. The Republican caucus's request for an investigation is now in the hands of New York Court of Appeals Chief Judge Rowan Wilson. Republican Minority Leader John Mills says there's not much the legislature can do except wait.
"We've sent a letter to the chief judge on this, and it's going to be up to him to remove her. If she doesn't get removed, she doesn't get removed, and I guess we're stuck with this egregious scenario we have here."
Grant Ashley, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.